Hello, this is Them, This, That, and Me, and we're back for another episode. And yes, before you even think about what we're going to get into, we're going to get into Super Bowl, the many things people have to say about Super Bowl, but come on back for some more Them, This, That, and Me. This is Them, This, That, and Me, and I'm here for another podcast, so let's get into it. We're going to talk about NCAA this time, women's and men's college basketball. Now, I have to admit, I don't know if it's the names that got us involved, like Angel Reese or Flauje Johnson or Caitlin Clark or Burns or Edie. I don't know if that helped a lot of people get into this March Madness this year, but it was exciting. It was thrilling, and I enjoyed it. There were some good balls, there were some bad balls, and there were some balls that just shouldn't have been made, but overall, it was pretty exciting. And I guess you can put a name to some of the players, it helps too. It helps you become more involved a little bit in the games. It's just like, I guess, pro football or basketball. If Lakers have LeBron James or Magic Johnson, and I know they're playing, and I think they're good players, I'm going to watch them, I guess it's the same as March Madness. And so this year, I actually got into March Madness. And I have to say, I actually enjoyed it. There were some good games, and there were a lot of games. And if you are into sports, who doesn't like it? And they were blowouts, which I don't personally like, but I like it. Just the game itself. And so, I take that back. I don't personally like it unless it's my Lakers. Then I like when they blow it out to me. But I guess it's personalized it. You can put a name to a face because every 4 years you know somebody else is going to come into that one team. But this year, it was pretty good. It's the first time I really took time to watch it. But I have to say I respect the game. And I also respect March Madness, which I don't think I had respect for March Madness, I guess, previously. But until I finally watched the tournament, well, I do have more respect for it. I mean, I have respect for it. I knew that young kids had to go to college and get up to do their sports. They had to find time to practice, study, go to school, and do all of that. This year is even better because this year, some of the players, it would be nice if it was every player, actually get to earn money. Yeah. When back in the day, it was if you even took a dime from someone, it could count against you. You could lose your whole scholarship, get kicked out off the team, or whatever the case is. And it's no longer like that. Now you can actually earn money, which is excellent. And I hope that a lot of these college players are knowing that. Especially with social media, you know, it's a little easier way, I guess, for them. Whether they're well-known names, or not so well-known. That a lot of players will be able to do this and profit off this. And hopefully, when they get out, if they have to pay any college money back for their education, hopefully they'll be able to do it easily. And whether they go to pro or not, it gives them a head start. And hopefully something that they can continue and still monetize it. Now, I do have to have, you know, some issues with, like I said, the refereeing. Some calls were questionable. Did it cause an issue with the tournament? I'm sure it did in some ways, shape and form. But all in all, I think I'll be watching again next year. So it has won me over. So yeah, let me come out and get into some of the games right now. All the way to who won in men's college basketball and women's college basketball. Come back some more for this tournament.
It's a podcast. It's available in any app that has podcasts. So I was laughing at an episode. Do you know you want one new phone? I know. I'm mad about that, but I ain't mad at the episode. So look, you should tune in to Goodness at Me. I tell my family, my friends, real life. But we'll come out and I'll go back in.
coming down to the Final Four, they had number one UConn against Alabama, and UConn was 86, Alabama was 72. And there was some good scoring in here where the Alabama players actually did pretty good. I mean, Sears, he had 24 points. Strada had 13 points. Nelson had 19 points. But unfortunately, they couldn't hold UConn off because UConn, Spencer, 14, T. Newton, 12, Carabon, 14. If I said that wrong, and had 18, and Castle had 21. And the game itself ended 86-24, with number one UConn winning, of course. Alabama, State against Purdue, 63-50. Burns, Junior, and North Carolina. And he's done well throughout the tournament. So you have Edie over there on the other side. That's a tall dude. But he does make it into the NBA. Have him play power forward or at the center. He's a big dude. You know, you put against Edie and you saw, okay, well, Edie was kind of dominating. Or maybe it was just a bad day for him. And Taylor, have a look. Not pretty much all the score. And of course, if you start players, well, you hope that somebody else steps up. And unfortunately, this game, you know, was a little one-sided. Purdue won. And they were number one. 1-3-50. Again, they blew us see what place. They did excellent. To give them their kudos. Because they did excellent. To the point. They didn't make it. Purdue, you know, as I said, they got you. And that's a big deal. But congratulations to North Carolina State for making it. For great contenders. To all of them, Alabama, North Carolina State, and all the other college teams. Just went all around this year. A lot of eyes, these games. There's probably going to be some bad people who know. Here's the most people didn't even know. And then they possibly other leagues, I guess. One call for both number one teams. Kind of trying to wear after. Take it back and forth. It was decided, I guess, a little bit the whole contest. A little bit more than what you thought it would be. You have Edie, 7 points. And the vote just came. You know, so he had 5 and 4 for UConn. Oh man. Edie, and those 30 points, UConn. That came to do. Which was one of his finals. And they did that. T. Newton had 20 points. Caroline, Vaughn, Van, sorry again if I mispronounced that name, had 5. Spencer had 11. Castle had 15. Lincoln had 11. Biara had 9. Johnson had 4. Met with 75 points. 80, 32 points. 10 rebounds. To manage to pull. Is the national champion. Now, we can draft and win in college for the NBA. Because I'm going to get you pretty quick into winning basketball the national championship. The thing they did, they had to do a wonderful job all the way down to the thing really quick. I got the Knights versus North Carolina State. South Carolina was number one. North Carolina State came three. They both seemed kind of pretty in the standings. Unfortunately, somebody had to win. South Carolina won. 8-9. Carolina 4. 1-1. North Carolina State had 7 points. 2 assists. Baldwin had 12 points. Rebounds. James had 20. Rebounds. Had 5. Almost had the whole entire. 38-0. It was 31-8, though. And they came and tried to do that thing. They did that thing. They got to the Final Four. Did that thing. Number one, four. We had UConn. Number three, 33-7. 1-3 team is playing each other. Well, both sides in the Final Four. 171-69. Especially the call that was missed where a player had cut through, drove to the basket, and they called a foul, even though she wasn't hit. They did replay and they had two players around her. One of those players hit her with one of the baskets. And then the shooting foul. No call. All on where Paige. And she did, go through it. Ball went out of bounds. Definitely shouldn't come down to winning a championship. All of that. Oh, a penalty. A little silly. So, we've had 17. Buckers. 17. We'll have 9. Marl had 14. Shade had 5. And Brady had 7. We had 23. 21. I wonder if Stokey is going to end up going. She played pretty good these last couple of games. Put up really big numbers. So, I'll be interested in finding out what happens to her career. If she wanted to do the WNBA or what's going to happen with her. Because she's been playing pretty good. Walter had 8. Marshall had 5. Kay Martin had 11. Bobby had 3. UConn, unfortunately, did lose to Iowa. Iowa, fortunately, had to. As I said, those are bad calls. And I don't know how to blame the girls. These girls played tremendous. In this game, just to get here, they all played tremendous ball. I'm not going any of these players. I did see where her defense was lacking in some scenarios when she was playing against. That was pretty much it. Yeah, you know, defense was a little bit better. But really defense. You know, the player. That was a great player. She did also help put some of the names that helped put this thing this year and draw so much attention. As I said, some stadiums will sold out. Depending on if you play or most watch a college game for women or breaking records or doing whatever she did this year. Awesome. Yeah. And also have other players that are going to use O.J. Johnson, Paige Buckers, those Asian women that have to fight and going well. And I hope that they continue with the WNBA or wherever they want to go. They really put the way on the map this year. And then we get down to the national championship, which is Ivy against South Carolina. South Carolina won 87-75. South Carolina went undefeated this year, which is great to see. Really great to see. Iowa had Stokey have 11 points in this game. Clark had 30. Marshall had 6. Martin had 16. Wolfer had 12. And on the other side, you had Kitts had 11. Cardoso had 15. 17. 17 rebounds. But Johnson had 3. She defended the heck out of Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark didn't manage to get 30 points. Caitlin Clark didn't manage to get 31 points. So, Paul had 14. Paul had 7. T. Johnson had 19. He had 6. Lee had 9. And Atkins had 3. And South Carolina did this without their starting team. Just make you say what they have done with their starting team. But they have made it all the way. Question. We'll never know. What we do know, South Carolina, and the national. Let's go. Here I've gotten to some more awesome people. And I believe I will. And also, one of my favorite players when I was coming up was actually going to the city, seeing her play. One of my favorite things to do, to see her. See where she is now. She's not even going to be fighting. I wish she'd become a coach. Yeah, I'm not going to be a coach, but I mean, if I could, I probably. She's an inspiration, and she is inspiring even as a coach. She's going undefeated. So, congrats to the Atlanta players. Congrats to the family for teaching a really good team how to be a really good national champion. Your family. Tell them to have a real fake friend.